Hello, it is February 19th, 2024, and today we have the Three of Coins reversed, the number three being the number of creation. Teamwork makes the dream work, it is often said, and this card of collaborative creation is a card of teamwork. In the upright, the olden time Rider-Waite-Smith card shows three people discussing the construction of a grand cathedral, a true legacy built for the ages. Individually, they all have something to contribute, something to bring to the table. We have our priest or monk, who is the expert or consultant and who may manage the church funds and building budget, and we have a rather arty-looking human in a patterned cloak who holds the drawings and plans, and we have the stonemason who does the actual work of chiseling, carving, stamping, and construction. He stands on a bench in order to be equal to the other two, even standing a head higher above them. Without him, of course, this monumental structure cannot be built. But the money and the design are also essential for a successful collaboration. They are working together to benefit the community and future generations. They will be remembered for this achievement. In the reverse, we may have a weak link. Someone's work is not up to par. You or someone may have lost interest in the collaboration altogether. Someone may not be pulling their weight, or they've already been paid and have one foot out the door, leaving the others to finish up for them, or leaving this ambitious undertaking abandoned altogether. Someone may have lost their passion for what they do and are just doing it for the money, and it shows in their work. The Morgan Greer version of this card has always intrigued me. The light in the cathedral is dim, and it seems that everyone has gone home but the artisan, who works alone by the light of the stained glass window, chiseling away. This, to me, shows an interpretation of a reversed Three of Pentacles, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, that isn't particularly negative. You may be the kind of person who prefers to work alone, even if you are part of a team project. The office is quiet. It's a holiday. Phones aren't ringing. There are no distractions, no office politics to deal with, no meetings. Many people do their best work alone. Many occupations are solitary occupations, but the results or product ultimately does benefit all. Astrology is valuable when assessing one's personality and potential in choosing an occupation. Some of us are social creatures, some of us are not. But the reversed card of collaboration should be considered carefully, definitely. We ultimately want what's best for the team. But if someone, or you, can't give 100%, if your heart isn't in it, don't waste anyone else's time, or your own.